Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Mayor Tom Menino is now the longest-serving mayor in the city's history, and he'd like to keep the job for another 4 years. While Menino continues to receive overwhelming approval ratings, he faces a considerable challenge. Three candidates, South End developer Kevin McRae and city councilors Sam Yoon and Michael Flaherty, are running against Menino. Over the next few weeks, we'll profile each of the candidates. We begin this morning with the incumbent. WBUR's Fred Tice spent a day with the mayor recently and ended up seeing a lot of the city.
As Tom Menino's police-driven SUV makes its way through the streets of downtown Boston, construction workers wave.
How are you?
It's like this all day. Students, school teachers, other city employees. His press secretary and frequent travel companion, Dot Joyce, says everybody wants to say hello to the mayor.
You can't imagine how many people want their picture taken with him and all that. You sort of take for granted who you are and the stature you have.
It's only me.
Yeah.
I can't get over it. I mean, I haven't been 16 years. It still amazes me.
Menino says this as he sits at the large conference table in his enormous office in City Hall, overlooking Faneuil Hall. On his desk, there's a sign. It says, "No whining." But for most of the day, the mayor doesn't run the city from his office. He does it from the front passenger seat of his city SUV.
Yeah, is he awake? Hey, what's going on, pal? You should have heard me at the mosque. Good. Yoon was there. All right, talk to you later. I'm going off to Hyde Park next. Bye.
That means he's up to something. Getting things done.
You don't have to be in the office to get things done.
That's
all. I need a phone.
The mayor's well known for calling in to complain about the potholes and the garbage that hasn't been picked up.
On Blue Hill Avenue, from Columbia Road to Washington Street, the curb is all kinds of trash. Yeah, I need the public works, so yeah. Thank you.
Menino's personal involvement in the details of city life brings criticism from two of his opponents in the mayor's race, City Councilor Sam Yoon and South End developer Kevin McRae, who say there has to be a better way to fix problems than wait for the mayor to spot them. Menino disagrees.
The problem with government, that personal touch is missing. You got to maintain the personal touch out there. And, you know, it's unfortunate that some of these people say, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that. Well, you know, I think people want to see me. They want me to take care of their issues. That's part of the quality of life issues in Boston. I mean, you have to know the city. But, hey, oh, my. It's easy to throw rocks. Very difficult to get the job done.
Menino is known for taking credit for the ideas of other people at City Hall. But he's frustrated that, as he sees it, his opponents let him get the job done, then turn out to take the credit. He's just broken ground for a new Olympic swimming pool at the Hyde Park YMCA, a project he's worked on for years because it involves the permanent closure of the city street where the pool will be. Menino is annoyed that his opponent, Sam Yoon, shows up at the ceremony.
I'm always amazed at elected officials.
What do you mean?
They just have no ideas what they're doing with them, those things. They just show up because it might give them opportunity to get a picture taken. But to lift a finger, oh no, it's... no transparency in the process.
That's a dig at Yoon, who criticizes Menino for not being transparent in the way he conducts business. Menino says he goes to so many events because it reassures people that their government is there.
Even the little smaller events they might have, I'm there. It's respect to those people, respect to that neighborhood. I went to a meeting the other night in Charlestown. Everybody said, why are you going? Because I learned from people about some certain issues that I had went up to date on.
There are few issues on which the mayor is not up to date, and he's not happy when caught off guard.
Oh, yeah? When's he leaving? Today. Somebody should have told me earlier. I mean, Jesus. Yeah, you guys just do everything. You're marching your own drummer. How long have you been knowing he's leaving? Well, who knew?
Menino's just found out that the golf pro at Franklin Park has resigned. It's just as the mayor is touting the city's golf courses. The Boston Globe is in the middle of a week-long series about the lack of support for high school athletes, and Menino's hoping that more students will take up golf to take advantage of college scholarships. He blames the city's athletic director for not bringing to his attention the problems that are now the focus of the Globe series.
Like the athletic director of the city, right? I met him once.
How come?
Don't ask me how come. I'm not chasing him.
Normally, Menino's day begins with an hour-long bike ride around Hyde Park. He didn't go this morning because he thinks it's too dangerous to ride when the roads are wet. He did call his grandchildren, as he does every morning. Menino has two children and six grandchildren, ages 5 to 11.
Grandkids are the best thing ever happened to you. They're better than kids.
Menino has to make his monthly 8 a.m. meeting with heads of departments, so he doesn't have time to stop for coffee at his favorite place, the Dunkin' Donuts in Grove Hall.
Yes.
What?
People will be mad if we're late.
Do we have coffee? We have coffee, don't we?
I don't know.
We used to have breakfast for our department heads. We cut that out with the budget. Gone!
The mayor pays close attention to news coverage of the city. On the way to his meeting, he hears a report on the radio by WBUR Steve Brown, a report about something the mayor has cut from the city police budget.
And Boston Police mounted the unit. Oh, my God. And nobody understands that issue at all. That hasn't been reported properly. Because we all love horses. Everybody loves horses. But it's a decision you have to make when you're mayor. When people want officers in the streets, and if you're on a horse, you're not doing that. Horses only go on the street for 3 hours, 4 hours at best.
Menino has lived his entire life in Boston.
See that place right there? The Empire Loan? That was the best Jewish deli around one time. Phil Michael had a factory right next door.
Menino was raised by his uncle and his aunt in Hyde Park, about a mile from the modest two-story Reedville house where he lives now. Throughout the day, he worries about his cousin, who's undergoing surgery. For much of the day, Press Secretary Dot Joyce tries to make time in his schedule so that he can visit his cousin. But in the end, he says it would just make him too sad for all the other appointments he has to keep. Sometimes there are appointments he would not be so sad to miss. Over lunch at the Be Good on Massachusetts Avenue, Dot Joyce breaks it to him that his next appointment might be canceled.
Looks like we might get a rain out at our frog pond.
Hope so. Not one of my favorite things. I don't like it at all.
How come?
It just doesn't have any... You know, I don't like things that just say, we did it last year, we do it again. Who really cares? We'll do something different.
Despite the rain, the annual opening of the Frog Pond on Boston Common is on. But Menino is soon back in the SUV.
Control Tower.
For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
Our candidate profiles continue next Monday when we meet developer Kevin McRae.